Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It is hot, hot, hot. I don't think we're going to get much relief in the next few days, but that's okay because we got plenty to do here in Santa Rosa County and in Escambia County. And my guest today for the Santa Rosa County update is Josh Chris, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Josh, you got Joshua or Josh or Joshua?
Either one.
Okay.
And then I was in the service for 20 years, so I also turn around if you just call me Chris.
Okay. Well, he's got quite the title with the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. He's the Residential Host and Master Gardener Coordinator.
Residential Horticulture.
Hort. Okay. Residential Horticulture and Master Gardener Coordinator.
Yes.
Whoo, that's a big name tag.
Well, it is.
So tell me, what does that mean? What do you do for the county and the extension office? You've been on the show before, but there might be some listeners who are not familiar with all that you do.
Yeah, so I am the localized expert for all things insect and landscape. So if
Wow.
you have a bug that you don't know what it is, you can catch it and bring it to me and we'll figure it out. Or if you're wondering why your grass is dying, it's probably because you're overwatering. But if you're wondering why your grass is dying, you can come to us and we'll talk about it. And I have master gardeners. Which are just
great.
People in the community that are sort of an extension of my office. And
uh-huh.
so we can answer all questions, vegetable garden, ornamentals, lawns, landscapes, all that
wow.
kind of stuff.
Wow. Now, would you come out to someone's home to take a look?
Occasionally.
Do that? Or
occasionally.
Do you...
If it's something that we've already talked to you about and mm-hmm. we've looked at the pictures and we can't figure out what it is, then yeah, we'll come out and take a look.
So how can people get in touch with you if they have questions?
You can drop by our office on Dogwood Drive in Milton, or you can give us a call at 850-623-3868.
Okay, do that number one more time. 850-623-3868. I'm writing it down. 38 because I got some questions. 623-3868. Okay, so what are you seeing now? Obviously, it's hot. That's all we've been talking about. But from your perspective, are you busier than usual? Is it slower than usual? What are some of the things that are coming across your desk right now?
So this is sort of traditionally our slower time of the year because
really?
It is so hot that everybody's
mm-hmm.
just kind of not out in their gardens, and so they're not.
Okay,
noticing
that makes sense.
We wish they would be. You should be out scouting your gardens every day. But the tendency right now is going to be to add number of watering sessions for your lawns particularly, which is not necessarily the right way to go.
Oh, well, talk about that a bit because we were talking about watering more in this heat.
Yeah, so we're hot, but we're also very humid.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that water moves through a plant is based on a half millimeter buffer zone on the leaf. If that air can take water, water will move through that plant. If it can't and you're putting more water on there, all it's doing is sitting on the roots and rotting the roots, which is a big reason why you're seeing people's lawns open up and die back.
Interesting. Okay, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking I was helping my plant. That might be why it's looking so pathetic right now, my potted plant.
Very well
plant.
Could be.
I might be overwatering it.
It's not the only thing that's happening, but over-irrigation is the number one way we kill lawns.
Interesting.
Here.
Well, this is the expert panel, and this is an expert for you. So if you've got a question, please text it on in. Joshua really knows his stuff. The number here to text in a question is 850-437-1620. So you've got a lot going on, though, that's coming up. What are some of the things you had a few things you wanted to be sure to mention this morning?
Yeah, so our 4-H folks are doing an open house on August 26th. I believe it starts at 10 a.m., and they'll have all kinds of hot dogs and stuff for you.
Oh, cool. Now tell us about 4-H. I'm familiar with it, but some people might not be.
Oh, yeah. 4-H is it's youth programming.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a lot of really interesting things. They have a lot of leadership training, and they do
uh-huh.
a lot of how to deal with small animals, and they have sewing clubs, and they have photography clubs, and they have an archery team that
went
to the national competition.
That's right. I think you mentioned that last time you were here.
Yeah, so they do a lot of really cool stuff.
If someone wanted to join 4-H, what's the age range for that for the kids?
Oh, I can't remember the age range exactly.
It seems
but if you
pretty
call,
broad.
If you call Prudence Caskey at our office, she's our, for Santa Rosa County, she's our 4-H agent.
Excellent.
She
okay.
can answer all those questions.
Great.
And then our Sea Grant guy is doing an upland course for his Master Naturalist
mm-hmm.
course, and that is September 23rd to October 28th. Again, you can call our office and get in touch with Thomas, and he'll set you up with that.
And what does that involve?
They just learn ecology, essentially.
Ecology, okay.
From what I understand, yeah. They're just learning ecology and then all kinds of neat stuff like that. We've got our Santa Rosa County Farm Tour coming up on October 1st. And then our commercial hort agent is doing a series of farm courses. The first one is Christmas tree production.
Oh.
That's August 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have outdoor mushroom production September 8th, hydroponics September 22nd, aquaponics October 13th, and indoor mushroom production on October 27th.
Wow, I had no idea you had all these classes.
Yeah, we do all kinds of cool stuff.
I didn't realize that. That's amazing.
And then we have, on the second Tuesday of September, mm-hmm. I'll be teaching a class. I'm calling it Wet Your Plants, a homeowner's guide to irrigation.
Oh, maybe I need to take that class.
That's at 10 a.m. at my office. We're doing that.
Other classes about an hour?
About an hour, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got all kinds of stuff going on. And then the big one, the newest one, is October 3rd. We have lawnmower races. At the Santa Rosa County Fairgrounds.
Isn't that dangerous? Well, doesn't that tell you what you're not supposed to do with lawnmowers?
Well, there's insurance and all kinds of other things, but they're doing a lawnmower race, and that comes with a fish fry, too.
How fun.
We're going to challenge some groups of folks in the community to get together and see who has the best fish fry.
All right, I need to hear more about this lawnmower race business. Okay, so when you say lawnmower racing, are you talking about people running and pushing lawnmowers? Are you talking about people on riding lawnmowers? What's the story?
No, so there's apparently a lot of specialty lawnmowers, and this is a thing. This is a big deal.
I'm just not familiar with it. That doesn't mean it's not a big deal.
Neither were we, and then we started investigating it and decided it was something we needed to bring to the county. It's more the Fair Board doing it than Extension.
Uh-huh.
But we looked at it and we said, man, this is like a big deal. Like, there's associations of lawnmower racers out
there.
Seriously? And there's people that build lawnmowers.
I have never heard of this before.
Neither had we. Now we're bringing it to everybody. They have specialty lawnmowers that they build just for this.
No kidding. Uh-huh. Now, are they, I guess, riding lawnmowers? Like go-kart kind of thing? Oh, my gosh.
So it'll be interesting. But we're going to be out there. I'll be out there talking about your lawn grass. When mm-hmm. we do the fish fry, our Sea Grant guy will be out there talking about the fish fry. It should be a good time.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think there's some art. There's a little art show that's going to happen.
Oh, nice.
There should be some slides for the kids and some other
fun
stuff.
Okay, and so what's the date on that one again?
That is October 3rd.
October 3rd, okay. So where can I go to find all these different things, the events and stuff? Do you have a calendar somewhere that I could take a look?
Yeah, so the Santa Rosa County Extension Office has a calendar right on it, or you can call us and just ask what we have coming up. And we'll have a list of events for you.
And all the classes that you listed, is there a fee for those? Or how does that all work?
So the class that's just in my office, though, Matt's classes of his farm classes, those will have a fee. So you'll have to get in touch with him. The 4-H open house, there's no fee for that to get into that. The irrigation class, that one's free because that's a Master Gardener course.
Okay,
and so that'll be getting taught. I'm teaching this one, but a lot of times the Master Gardeners will teach it.
Excellent. Okay. We're talking with Josh Chris. He is with the Extension Office with Santa Rosa County. This is our Santa Rosa County update. If you've got a question for him, clearly he's the expert. 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk more about all the things that you can take advantage of being offered by the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Josh Chris. He is with the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. Big title for this guy, Residential Horticultural and Master Gardener Coordinator. We've gone through the calendar. There's so many different events. But you brought up something that I had to, wait a second, back up. I had to ask him questions about. The pollinator, tell us about that.
Yeah, so on Friday there's a pollinator census. It's done through all the Southeast. It's run out of University of Georgia. But all of the other Southeast states have sort of glommed onto it. And so we are going to ask everybody on Friday. I think it goes for a couple of days. You can look it up. You can Google their website. It's the Great Southeast Pollinator Census.
Huh.
We are going to do it at our office. So we have the forms and everything, and we'll type everything up and submit everything for you. We're going to do that on Friday at 9 a.m.
Okay, so how does this work when you say a pollinator? What are you talking, bees?
Anything. So there's a lot more pollinators in the world than people think. There's birds, bees, bats. All kinds of things are pollinators. But for this, what you do is you pick a pollinator plant and you just kind of watch it for 15 minutes, and then you count the number of pollinators and the type of pollinators, and it's pretty general. It'll say beetle, or it'll say bee, or it'll say something like that. But you count the number of times one of those animals lands on it. And it's kind of just a way to get a population survey
Interesting.
Of what's going on throughout the Southeast as far as pollinators. And then what they can do is they can also take the plant, and they can kind of figure out which plants are attracting more and which plants are attracting less from that.
And then depending on that, then they can go forward with what needs to be added to the environment so that we can continue to have the pollinator population grow?
Well, I think it's more of a just monitoring what's here.
Mm-hmm.
What's here and making sure we're not seeing huge declines in one pollinator or another. So,
have you seen any trends in recent years?
Not really. I get a lot of people that say, "Well, I don't see the pollinators in my yard anymore, and what's going on?" Could be a number of reasons. Maybe you don't have the water resources. Maybe you don't have the floral resources that you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
Or a big one lately is perennial peanut has become a popular alternative to long grasses.
And
it does get a pretty little yellow flower that pops up out of it, but there is no attraction at all to pollinators for that flower.
Okay.
So I think a lot of people plant things thinking, oh, it's got a flower, so it'll attract a pollinator, and then it just kind of doesn't.
Gotcha. Okay, we got some questions rolling in, and if you've got one, please send it in, 850-437-1620. I have three mature hibiscus plants in pots. Two are doing well. I water daily. I feed Miracle-Gro once a month, Super Bloom every other month. However, in big capital letters, leaves on one of them are turning yellow and falling off for about 2 weeks. I fed it some chelate of iron. Still sick. What can I do?
Sure. So there could be a number of things going on. That sounds like an awful lot of fertilizer. Fertilizer is a less is more sort of proposition.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you build up too much fertilizer in your soils, you can actually negate the plant's ability to take some of it up.
Right.
There's a chart called Mulder's chart, and you can watch how all of these different fertilizers have antagonistic interactions with one another. So if you get too much phosphorus, you're not going to be able to take up any nitrogen, and vice versa.
Interesting.
That kind of thing.
Where do you find that kind of information?
That's all on Google, or you can go to IFAS, or you can call me and we'll talk about it.
Okay. When you say IFAS, explain what that is too, because you're affiliated with that.
IFAS is the Institute of Food and Agricultural Science. That's who Extension works for.
Okay, for University of Florida.
That's our university half. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But as far as this problem is concerned, it could be a number of things. Could be the pH of that soil is off, so none of that fertilizer is being able to be taken up to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Could be overwatering, which is why you're seeing the yellowing, and it would kind of depend on which leaves are yellowing. If it's the older ones, it could be nitrogen. If it's the newer ones, it might be iron. That's the kind of thing that we look for when we do plant diagnostics.
Interesting.
And so without seeing it in firsthand, I don't necessarily know that I could diagnose it on the air, but I can give you some good ideas. You're going to want to get your pH checked in your soil, and we can do that in our office for free. And you might want to send your extension agent some pictures, because I'm it for Santa Rosa County, but we have Beth Bowles over here in Escambia. And so you can send it to her or her master gardeners, and we'll be able to diagnose it.
Great. Okay. These are great questions. Got another one that just came in. I live in Pace. The front yard is sand. What kind of grass can I plant there? Will I need to bring in topsoil first?
So I get this question a lot.
I would imagine so.
sand is a type of soil, believe it or not. It's one of the big three components of soil. And so you don't necessarily need to bring in topsoil. What determines the grass that's appropriate for your lawn is the lawn pH and sort of the conditions of the yard. So we have grasses that prefer the lower pHs, like centipede is the most popular grass up here because we tend to have very acidic soils.
Mm-hmm.
And centipede can thrive in very acidic soils because it doesn't want a lot of fertilizer to begin with. So that would be a factor. And then how much sun you're getting, what your tree coverage is. There's a lot of factors that go into what grass is best. But I do get the question often, what's the best grass for here?
And
the, right. The general answer is centipede, because you don't have to do anything to the soil to make centipede grow.
Excellent.
And actually, on the sand front, grasses are our best soil builder in the world.
Oh.
Because you cut them all summer, and mm-hmm. so you leave those clippings on the grass, and so you're adding organic matter to the top. But then the part that people don't think about is the roots grow throughout the summer, and then in the winter when everything goes brown because it all goes dormant, those roots actually start to die off. So you're actually adding organic matter to your soil in two different directions with grass.
That's very interesting. Gosh, we definitely have an expert here this morning. 850-437-1620. Someone just texted in. You mentioned farm tour earlier. What is that?
Oh, so we go around and there's different farms that have offered to host tourists and give little tours of their farms.
Oh, so it's an actual tour.
Yeah, and so you'll get in buses and you'll drive around and you'll go to different farms and they'll talk about what they're doing and you can see it firsthand.
That's very cool. Now, when will that be happening?
That's October 1st, I do believe.
Okay, do you need to sign up or pre-register
for
that?
Yeah, you'll need to register for that. If you call our office, we can get you that information.
Great. So we're talking with Josh Chris. He is with the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. We're going to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, find out more about what is happening in Santa Rosa County. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our expert today is Josh Chris with the Santa Rosa County Extension Office. He is the Residential Horticulturist and Master Gardener Coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty impressive title.
It's a lot of words. It means I know how to grow plants.
Clearly, and I don't have that title at all. So if folks wanted to get in touch with you, maybe you've piqued their interest, they've got lots of questions, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Sure. So you can come by my office in Milton. in 6263 Dogwood Drive in Milton.
Okay.
You can give us a call at 850-623-3868.
Okay.
On the first, third, and fourth Wednesday of the month, I have a plant clinic in the Navarre Library where I have master gardeners so the people in the south end, they don't have to drive all the way up to Milton. So you can talk to us that way. You can get a hold of us on our Facebook page at UFIFAS Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners. A lot of our classes and events get announced on there. We have a homesteader open house coming up here in September.
Cool.
So that'll be fun. And there's an Eventbrite and an event link to that on our Facebook page.
It sounds like you're not very busy.
Yeah.
Just kidding. You've got a lot on the calendar, so definitely we might want to check that out because there's some great resources available to folks in Santa Rosa County. And I'm curious because you've mentioned master gardeners throughout the show. So I know we don't have a lot of time, but what is a master gardener? What does that mean exactly?
Oh, sure.
And if someone was interested in pursuing that, what would they need to do?
Yeah, I actually have that class going on right now. I have to teach them Friday.
Okay.
It's a group of people. We interview you. We do some background checks because we do some interaction with children and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So we have to make sure that you're not a bad person.
Right.
None of them generally are. But what it is basically I pour all of my horticulture knowledge out of my head into your head, and then you become a voice for me in the community.
Nice.
I'm one person. Santa Rosa County is the size of Rhode Island and has 208,000 people, so I can only yell so much. So
right.
There are members of the community that are trained in horticulture that are out there to help you.
Well, I would imagine that the tough part of it is you have the north and south end, which, quite frankly, are very different.
Extremely
in terms
different.
Of the Blackwater River versus the Gulf. I mean, so it's a very different environment.
Different USDA hardiness zones, different soil types, different everything.
Yeah, so that'd be a fascinating thing to discover. Mm-hmm. What are your office hours?
We are open 8:30 to 4:30.
Monday through Friday. Okay, so
and
if
you
want to stop
we do soil testing for free, too, so you're able to drop it off at any time, and then we can tell you your pH, and we can talk about what needs to happen in your landscape from there.
Wow, that's very handy, especially right now, so you get a sense of, especially our friend that texted in about the plant kind of not doing well. Interesting that the other two are doing just fine.
Yeah, well, different soils, or something may have gotten in there. There may be an insect. There's all kinds of things that can happen.
All kinds of possibilities.
There.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't believe we've run out of time already. We had text coming in this morning. Josh, thanks for coming in. I know how busy you are. I've got to take one of your classes because it really sounds like you cover a lot of different helpful information.
We try to.
Okay. What's your website and that phone number one more time?
Sure. The phone number is 850-623-3868, and we are at Facebook at UFIFAS Santa Rosa County Master Gardeners.
Okay. And the office is on Dogwood?
On Dogwood Drive in Milton.
What is that near?
Near there's a new Publix.